The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The Vanity Plate says ASIMIL and the number 8.
ASIM.
Yeah, yeah. ASIM. ASIMIL.
Assimilate.
8. Assimilate. He's a big Star Trek fan.
Existence is futile.
You're right. He's a big Star Trek. It's a Borg reference, right?
Yep.
The complaints say it's offensive.
Why?
To indigenous people.
Where
in Canada.
In Canada?
Manitoba. So the indigenous people were forced to assimilate when the people came in and took their lands, and therefore his ASIMIL 8 license plates are offending people. You're a big Star Trek fan, Brad.
Yeah. We are so done.
It's just like the Borg.
We are so done.
Europeans went to Canada, and it was like the Borg.
Yep.
They took their cyborg technology and forced the Native Americans to accept this.
Yeah, but the
Native
great thing
North
was,
Americans.
The great thing was they got that laser beam that came out of their eye.
Some of them did. Some of them just got like a little clippy thing in their hand.
Right.
So
like Edward Scissorhands.
Right, that's all it was. Rye Morin from the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation.
The what?
The National Center for Truth and Reconciliation.
Oh.
Whatever that is.
Did your membership lapse to that?
It did. You know what? I let it lapse.
Oh.
The dues got so pricey.
Yeah, but that monthly newsletter,
it is really good, isn't it?
Full of great information.
Very informative.
Rye said, for basically the entirety of this country's history, indigenous peoples have been forcibly assimilated through really extremely destructive means and ways.
I thought it was ways and means.
Means and ways in this case. Means when you're destructive and you're forcing people to assimilate.
And it's in Canada.
And you know what? Just assimilate.
Right.
It's means and ways now. Assimilate, Brad. He said words like that, meant or not. And it's not words, it's word.
Right.
Words like that, meant or not, have an actual impact on many people.
Especially those who are way too sensitive.
Assimilate.
Yeah.
I know if I was driving behind him and I read that, I'd pull over and cry.
They said they've gotten at least 2 calls.
At least.
Well, that's like the whole addict being offensive.
Oh, that's right. The chick kind of that you were with over the weekend who was offended by the term
it's
addict.
It's people like you that cause people to become addicts.
That's right. People like you using the word assimilate. I'm sure he'd like to fight it, but when you're dealing with the government, resistance is futile.
Yeah, that is true, and especially when it comes to the IRS. we're done. We are toast as people and as a society. We're done.
Yeah, because I don't know where you go from there if a simple word is triggering somebody. Right. First of all, it's
like a gun. It's like
it could
a
mean
gun,
something.
That's
whatever.
Offensive.
Is there any way to like weed or crossbreed?
Weed. That's a drug. Mm-hmm. That's offensive.
Crossbreed these people out.
Breeding. That's like sex. That's offensive.
Wow. See everything.
Thing.
Thing,
that
every
to, that, yes,
it's not
we're
exclusive
gonna
enough
to just like those people on The Walking Dead. They're like, fall, walk, we too.
Oh,
go.
Yeah, the garbage
get
people,
to, yeah, we will. Yeah. No, we can't use more than like four.
That's
four.
True. They, you know, that is the redeeming quality of them. They are not offensive because they don't say anything.
They don't say anything, yeah.
The problem is, there is no way to block every word, and people will always just migrate to another word. The only way around it is just shut the F up,
yeah.
I mean, it's people to say, just seriously, you just need to shut the, you're bothered by assimilated, get over it.
You know what would stop them? Punch them in the nose.
It's because it's a priority thing.
Stupid people. If someone says something, hit them in the nose.
Is it like a?
You know what? You are training them. It's like a dog. Mm-hmm. You could just swat them with the newspaper.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Don't make the call about right. being. No. Yes. Bad dog.
That's the only
bad
way
dog.
To do it. That's the only way to do it now.
Bad snowflake. Bad.
Right. That's what bad. You have to do with it. You roll up a newspaper mm-hmm. and you swat them on the nose with it.
It's our last resort before we go straight down the tube.
Right. I mean, number one, it had nothing to do with
what they thought
race,
was, yeah.
people, anything.
Right.
It was specifically a reference to Star Trek.
And he was forced to get rid of the plates.
Yeah.
He can't have those plates.
Right. And in fact, not only does it say, he has one of the little border protector things around the license plate that says the Borg and Star Trek and Resistance is futile.
And so it was in context and everything. I'm telling you, you punched them in the nose.
Wow. Like,
imagine the effort it takes to get so worked up over something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you're on the road, whatever, and you see that, and you actually get to the point.
Well, first of all, you got to decipher. Assimilate. My assimilate.
That says assimilate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm pulling over. I'm calling the DMV right now. Like, to actually make the phone call and complain about a license plate.
I don't get vanity plates anyways. Does anybody here have vanity plates?
No. Nope.
Well, mine says ass man, but other than that.
You're the ass man.
I'm the ass man.
Cosmo Kramer. No, why would I give the government a penny more?
Right.
If I got the plates randomly, you know, they go up to get the random numbers. If it just, Doc is an ass. If it said something about that...
Hold on.
And they said, for one penny more, one penny more, and you don't have to have this, I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
No, yeah.
I'm absolutely keeping this. I'm not giving you one stinking penny.
I was going to surprise you with your new license.
With the new license plates, chip in. Doc is an ass.
Okay. No, it just says I'm an ass.
I'm an ass. I got that's fine.
I think we should all just be thankful that we don't know anyone that is that easily offended, especially around here.
Oh, there's nobody around here that's easily offended.
I
don't get a bell for that.
I do not.
Here's
know
my proposal.
What you are talking about?
We start a discount bin of license plates, of vanity plates. So things that are like offensive or potentially troubling or whatever, can I get it for like half off? I'll go to the discount bin.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.